Blog Talk Radio. Psalm 127 declares, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of men. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to this show. The show that you're listening to currently is the rock of all ages. No matter what stage you find yourself in, he is the one that's able to deliver us. He can set us free. All we got to do is believe his report. Whose report are you believing? Are you healed? Are you sick? Are you broke? Are you well? We can only prosper based upon what we hear. That's why the Bible tells us, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God, according to Romans 10:17. This is Elder Thomas Williamson greeting you in the name of Jesus Christ tonight on Wednesday. What a blessing. Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. This is the 140th day of the year, day 140. What a blessing from the Lord. The Lord that made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. Well, we want to thank you for joining us, and tonight we're going to get right into the broadcast. We're going to open up by approaching the throne of God in prayer. The Bible said to us, Jesus told us in Luke 18:1, he spake a parable to them and to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. So let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to see another day that we have not seen. Thank you for what you have done with us and for us and through us. Lord, we ask that even as we come in your presence, that you will forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins. We thank you, God, for being a mighty God. Thank you for being our keeper. Your word declares now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. And we thank you for being our mighty deliverer tonight. God, we thank you that your word will not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Father, we just thank you now that as we discover the name of your Son tonight, that you will increase our learning, O God, but let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for the victory. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, we want to invite you to go with us to John tonight, the 14th chapter. And we're going to look at verse 13. John 14:13. The Bible says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, Father, may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. The setting around this is Jesus speaking to his disciples at the Last Supper. And Jesus started out, of course, this chapter out by telling them, let not your heart be troubled. Many people are troubled because of the things that are going on in the world, things that are going on around them. But for us of us, those of us who are believers and watching, these are just the signs and the beginning of sorrow. And we are living in the last days, and things are going to happen because the word of God says so. So Jesus began to encourage them, saying, let not your heart trouble. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house, many mentions, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, Jesus also expressed to them how that he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. Also, you find in the passage a man named Philip who went to Jesus and he began to say, Lord, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. In other words, if you show me, it'll satisfy me. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Jesus proceeded on by saying, believe thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does work. And then we get to the theme topic where we started out. Jesus began to say, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, or most assuredly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Why is that? He said, because I go unto my Father. So Jesus was not hiding anything. He was letting them know. And then he said, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, he put those sentences back to back. But here is something that we must consider when we're talking about asking, as our theme subject tonight will be asking the Father in Jesus' name. We're talking about using the name of Jesus. But if we talk about using the name of Jesus, we must understand that even though he said we can ask what we will, he'll do it. But he also put a perimeter around that. First John, the same writer that wrote St. John, in First John, the 5th chapter, and look at the 14th and the 15th verse, the Bible says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. What is the confidence that we have in him? That if we ask anything according to his will. Now, that's what in your heart to know, that if you ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. So he put the condition, John was saying, that we have confidence in him that if we ask anything, here it is again, according to his will, he heareth us. So I say that to say this, that no matter what test you may be facing, you got to know that God is your deliverer, to know that the Bible is right. And according to our opening scriptures, there's one more in John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. That's John, the 16th chapter, and verse 23 and 24. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So we can see, according to these scriptures, John 16, 23 and the 14th chapter, verse 13, the same book, according to these scriptures, we may rest perfectly assured that if Jesus told the truth, we have a right to ask the Father for anything that we want, for healing in the name of Jesus, and we have a right to receive that healing. If we believe God's word, we may ask in Jesus' name, and we shall always receive that, whatever that request may be, for which we ask. That is, as we found out in John, 1 John 5:14, that's the one we quoted to you, that if you ask anything according to his will, and we know certainly and most definitely that healing is his will. And it's not only for a certain group of people, but it's for all. Healing is his will. Many people fuss about that, but then you just have to let them, if they want to stay like they are, let them stay. The Bible lets us know that when we call on the name of Jesus, he will deliver us. The Bible teaches us that God, according to Colossians 1:13, God who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. You who are suffering from whatever situation you're in, whether it be sicknesses, we have a right to ask the Father for deliverance, for healing, for prosperity, whatever we need. Then, all things, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them, according to Mark 11:24. Jesus said that. And if Jesus said it, we can stand on that, friend, because he's a loving God. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Had he said it, shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, shall he not make it good? In Mark chapter 11, there we find in the scriptures, the 11th chapter and verse 22, the scripture teaches us, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. What was going on? Jesus had went place with his disciples. The Bible tells us that when they was coming from Bethany, he was hungry. And Jesus began to see a fig tree afar off, having leaves, and he came, if happily might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. The Bible said that for the figs was not yet. The time of figs was not yet. Jesus answered and said to it, Jesus spoke to that tree, no man, eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Well, as the story goes on, of course, Jesus went through the temple cleaning it up, getting rid of everybody that shouldn't be in there. And he said, take all these things out of here, because my house shall be called a house of prayer. But the Bible says that in the morning, when they, as they passed by, those disciples saw that fig tree that was dried up from the roots. And Jesus, calling to remembrance, said unto him, and Peter, calling to remembrance, said to Jesus, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursest, is withered away. Jesus began to answer and say unto them, have faith in God. In other words, you have the God kind of faith. Because that's only deliverance that you really want. You got to believe it for yourself. You got to know that whatever God has for you is exactly for you. Verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Of course, Jesus continued on, therefore I say unto you, but things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. So we see that there is power in that wonderful name. Now, in Acts, the third chapter, we read a story about a man that was lame. He was lame, but he messed around and met some people who didn't have no money. But they had exactly what he needed. Many days, many times, people come to church looking for one thing, but when you come, the Lord has an answer for you. The Bible declares, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. The Bible said, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. So this man was sitting around begging, asking for alms, needed help. This was a daily routine. But he came on the right day to get a right deliverance. The Bible says, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Look on us. The Bible says, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Many people sitting there waiting on deliverance and just don't understand that if you call on the name of Jesus, you can be delivered. The Bible says he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. The Bible talked about this man leaping up, stood, and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. You know, there's a lot of answers and things come when you begin to minister to the Lord, when you begin to worship the Lord, when you begin to praise the Lord, what you need. And all of the people had saw this man walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he who would sit at the alms table. sit. He was looking for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. The Bible said they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man, which was healed, tell Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. You know, and there's sometimes events happen, people may not pay attention to you, but when something happens maybe out of proportion, like I'm just waiting expectantly one day for the Lord to continue to manifest sight in my eyes. Oh, what a joyous day that will be. But I'm praising him in advance for it. The Bible says, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? And why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power and holiness we had made this man to walk? He was letting them know it ain't about us. The God of Abraham, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son, Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer. Why? To be granted unto you and kill the Prince of Life, whom God had raised up from the dead. Where are we all witnesses? He was letting them know it's all about Jesus. The Bible says, in his name, through faith in his name, and made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Notice, and his name, through faith in his name, and his name through faith in his name, that made this man strong. I tell you, when you understand and declare that it is all about Jesus, then you will worship God. We understand, we've seen the power in that name from what that man just went through. But there's power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said it is written, of course, in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9. The Bible declares this. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Now, I want you to notice these three levels here. In verse 10, he said, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven. That means the angels. Things in heaven represent the angels. And things in the earth that represent men, M-E-N. And things under the earth that represent demons. So, he said that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, and things in earth, things under the earth. And that every tongue, nobody will be excluded, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I tell you, that's why we have to have our mind made up. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. So there is power in the name of Jesus. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I want you to know tonight that whatever you're going through, whatever storm, keep looking up. But Jesus will never let you down. Though you may call on me, I may not have what you need all the time. But when, or you may call on some other sister or brother. They may not have what you need. But when you call on that name, something good is bound to happen. Whatever you're facing, you got to understand that he will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. He'll deliver you. Fish known to him. So the Bible says, it talks about it in 1 John. We went over it earlier in 1 John 5:15. That, and if we know that he hears that, we know that we have the petition. What's a petition? A request. That we desire to him. I want you to know you can make it tonight. Whatever you look, when it look like the storms are raging, look to Jesus. Because I tell you, he's going to be glorified. When it's all said and done, everything comes back to what the Word of God says. Just believe his report. Never let go. Keep looking up. For there's strength, there's power in his name. In Acts, the 16th chapter, Acts, the 16th chapter, and this is a story you'll find, number 16, Acts 16:16. We'll pick up there. In the 16th verse, the Bible said, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her master's much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Bible said, and this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. Bible said, and he came out the same hour. With no hesitation, with no doubt about it, he came out. You can call on the name of Jesus. Things around you may not be like you want. Call on Jesus. He will deliver you. The Bible says, and when the master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace, into the ruler, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being wrong. Multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. The Bible said, but oh, at midnight, ooh, Jesus, at midnight. What's your midnight? At midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and sing praises unto God. Bible said, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, the Bible said that all the doors were open. One door, all of them were open. And everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prisoner, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, the Bible said he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been dead. But Paul cried. Now, see, Paul was a person of integrity. All of them stayed in there. They could have got out. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm. For we are all here. And he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Bible said, and they said unto him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. One of the things I do understand that when you start praying, you have to pray for wisdom. Because we may not have every answer, we may not have everything that we need, but when you pray and you begin to pray for wisdom, God will give it to you. Consider James. James chapter 1. And the Bible tells us in chapter 1 that even in the midst of all your trials, James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and abrade it not. And it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Why? For he that waver is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why? Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But he said, but let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I tell you, friends, tonight, you got to know that the greater one is in you. You have to believe his report. You must understand there's some things that happen, but it's only through the name that you can be delivered. We can't even be saved except we call on the name of Jesus. Oh, you may have somebody say, I don't believe that. Well, the Bible says in Acts chapter 4, Acts 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved. His power in the name of Jesus. But we got to call him and trust on him. Notice what he said again. Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But be saved. Call on him tonight. He'll set you free. If you're not saved, trust his word. His word. The Bible teaches us. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 9. The scripture says to us that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him should not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, but there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever, I mean anybody, man, woman, boy, girl, Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then he asked these important questions. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? The Bible declares that as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I believe, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Because the Old Testament writer, Isaiah, said, Lord, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? That's Isaiah 53:1. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it is the word of God, the word of faith that we preach. The Bible says, but what saith it? The word is now thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. It is the word of faith. That's why you got to preach the word of faith, which we preach. The word of faith is what we should preach. Because faith is, the Bible gives us the description of faith. Now faith, according to Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. But we got to know that no matter what's going on, God can and will deliver us. The Apostle Paul said this in Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 8, Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible says this, but by grace are you saved through works. But by grace are you saved through works. No, by faith. He says, but by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself. Why? It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Look at that again. Notice that again. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. But we are saved by grace. We are saved through faith. And that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of work. So no matter how many works you do, it's not going to save you. He says, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, the Bible declares, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Well, I just want you to know tonight, that no matter what's going on, there's power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's power. If you read the book of Acts, you'll see a lot of events happen because of the name of Jesus Christ. We called on the name. The saints of old called. We got to call on him today. And when we do, we'll see that he'll deliver us. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, the Bible says, and he said unto them, Jesus was talking, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. which means languages. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The name of Jesus is powerful. Let us use it, not just as a magic wand per se, but we use it because there's wisdom and strength. All we need is in that name tonight. For your word, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We honor you because there is no God like you. God, thank you for healing us. Thank you for delivering us. We just love you. We thank you for preserving us, our spirit, soul, and body, blameless, unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. Father, we just give you glory. May the lives of your people be transformed what they heard tonight. Oh, God, we love you and appreciate you. What an honor, what a privilege it is for us to share the word. We thank you. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we can call on your name. And even before we called, you've already answered us. While we're yet speaking, you've already delivered. So, Father, we just thank you tonight. Your word told us to ask. And it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto us. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So, Father, we just give you glory right now that you have given us the victory. We cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Continue to deliver us, Lord. And we say thank you. For it is in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for blessing us with the word tonight. Remember, we are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. It's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We just thank the Lord for blessing us, for his faithfulness toward us. Remember, if you desire to visit us, you may go to www.blog.talk.radio.com. And /Didymus. It's from the Bible. Didymus is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S, 2010. That'll put you right on our page, The Rock. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, D-I-D-Y-M-U-S, 2010. There you can listen to the nice episode, or you may download previous ones at your convenience. We also want to thank the Lord for Sister Felicia Pugin helping us out in the computer, making sure that we're on the air tonight. So we thank the Lord for the hands that serve. What a blessing. What a blessing. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys right back here on Friday night if the Lord will. We live, we shall do this again. This is fun for me. Continue to pray for us in Jesus' name as we continue and endeavor to encourage the body of Christ. That no matter what kind of test you're going through, just go on through it because God got a way of bringing it out. He'll bring you out and he'll bring you out greater than you went through. He'll make it so there will never be evidence that you was even in the fire like Job. But we got to trust him. We got to trust him and wait on him. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26 declares, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." Well, this is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everyone to have a great night in Jesus' name. Remember, that's power, healing, and deliverance. Whatever you need is in that name. God bless you. This has been our broadcast for Wednesday, May 20th, the 140th day of the year, 2015. Good night, everyone.